This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to, another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. Again, I am going to just keep saying it. You got to be part of the solution, right? You've got to be. I've got to make sure, you have to make sure, we all need to make sure that you've got the information you need to make the proper decisions, to make the right decisions. Right? Not that hard. Well, I should say, not that hard to figure out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Dr. B joins us in just a few minutes. You know, today, the Dr. Lauras of the world are gone. I mean, I know some people have told me she's on, XM Radio or something like that, and that's great. But not everybody is gonna hop on the XM Radio. Not everybody's there. And the way to see her, the way to get information, the way to get help, is to get someone you know. You get to know up close and personal. You can listen to them every day. I was a big fan of hers for the longest time. Not that I'm not now, but I'm not as big a fan. But with Dr. B, we know her. I've had her on for years. We know her. We know what she stands for. We know how much she cares about the kids and how much she's fought for the kids, for their mental health, needs and what have you. And she's not afraid to put it out there. She's not afraid. It's not like, ooh, I got to be careful what I say. I'll lose my license. And it's not that she doesn't care about losing her license. She cares more about helping the kids. Look, the discussions that I'm having with some close friends of mine on things like, being a school board trustee, being someone who has been entrusted with, voted in to watch over your kids, right? To make sure they're getting the right education, they're not getting misinformation, that they're not being indoctrinated. That's my job. My first job is to make sure the kids are getting truly what they need to succeed. As a Christian man who's a trustee, my first job is to do everything I can to make sure those kids aren't hurt, mentally or any other way. And part of that, making sure they're not hurt mentally, is to take all things into consideration. Right? I mean, learning, understanding and learning how the whole mental health thing works, number one. Number two is understanding the falsehoods that have been put out about the transgender services, about, the care, if you would. Really. When you really think about all this, your job is to make sure that you inform the parents, You inform the teachers, the staff, people in the district, and say, hey, no. Not everything is about affirming the child's, what the child's perceived gender. Right? I mean, really think about it. So, your job is someone who's been entrusted with these kids, I don't care whether you're a school board trustee, you're on the board of education, or you're an aunt, an uncle, a grandma, a grandpa, a mom, a dad. Your job is to protect those kids. And protecting kids doesn't always mean you agree with them. Doesn't always mean you affirm what they want. If kids at 10, 11, 12 years old are old enough to figure out what gender they are, then why don't we let them do all the other stuff? Why don't we let them, I don't know, vote, drive, drink, decide when they're going to go to bed, when they're not? Think it all through. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always find this stuff very, very interesting. Anyway, you know, it's really funny. There's a story that somebody just sent me a little bit ago here. Talking about breaking free from a, check this out. Breaking free from religious indoctrination. The story's about a mother who rescues a child from private school, launching a desperate battle to protect her daughter's future. Protect her daughter's future. From what? From God. Right? Let that sink in. Right? The couple, a 33-year-old man, 28-year-old wife. Their parents have a 6-year-old daughter. They've been married for 6 years. They dated for a year before tying the knot. And apparently, as I always tell the young people that I deal with, you know what? It's not all about the sex, people. What religious backgrounds are you? How are you going to raise the kids? Come on, think the whole thing through. What political mindset are you? Right? The husband grew up in a religious Pentecostal family, but he's really not a fanatic. He often shares stories about strange things he'd seen at tent revivals. Right? I mean, the people being healed, other demons speaking in tongues and all that fun stuff. And yet, now, we'll have to deal with more of this on Inside the Break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, Halloween's coming up. I'm practicing. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really wish you would take the time to get involved, take the time to listen to the guests. Don't listen to me. Listen to the guests that I have on, because they're much more informed than I am when it comes to some of these issues. And that's why I bring on Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us pretty much every week when I can grab her from her busy schedule and helps enlighten us and help us work through some of the things that we're seeing on a daily basis that are making a concern that our kids are going through. And Dr. B, how you doing there in sweltering Texas?
I am great.
It is so hot, but yes.
You should be on the other
day.
You should hang out on the other side of those electrical windmills. I mean, all the air would come towards you and cool you off, right?
Amongst other things, I don't know what's going on. Right? We just all need a windmill, and then we're good. Windmill, we don't need to have cars. We don't need to have ovens. Just a windmill.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
So the first question I have for you tonight is really funny because it comes from years of, you know, I do stuff with men's groups and that kind of thing. And my joke, even with my kids, was always, do not choose your wife from the bar. And I was being kind of funny and saying, you know, you have to have a lot more in common with the person you end up with than you both know how to drink. Okay, and you know, you need to talk about political, religious issues. Do you discipline? Do you not discipline? How do you discipline? Are you a timeout person or go out the tree and get me a switch person? You know, so
these
are things you need to talk about. Well, one of those people I was talking to sent me a story about a mom that was really having some issues with this. But the title of the story is really, really interesting. Think about everything the kids are being indoctrinated with in school today. What's being pushed in their faces? This story is about breaking free from religious indoctrination, how a mother rescued her child from a private religious school. Okay? And
Rescue.
Oh, I love it. Don't you love it? You can't rescue them from California legally if they're about getting ready to get something chopped off, but you got to rescue them from God. Anyway, the couple's 38 and 28. The husband's 38. He grew up in a Pentecostal kind of environment. She kind of grew up religious less. She really didn't have any kind of thing that she followed. After the daughter turned about 6 years old, dad said, hey, listen, I really don't want to send her to public school. I prefer to homeschool her. Mom's like, no, we're not going to homeschool her. I don't think that's the right thing to do. And so they compromised. He found a Pentecostal school, and she went and talked to the teachers, and, you know, okay, this is not so bad. It's not a big deal. And ended up, after 2 years, pulling her daughter out because she didn't like the teaching that her daughter was being, you know, put in front of.
Reading and writing?
Reading, writing, respect for other people.
Can't have that, right? Yeah.
But the beauty, she's not interested in any of this. But there are a couple of things I have here, which I always told other people. This was doomed from the beginning. You have of all things, you have a Pentecostal guy. A guy grew up in a Pentecostal church, which is not quiet. And you have a woman that was not into religion at all. Don't know where she stood politically. And they didn't talk about raising kids. They didn't talk about any of that stuff. Do you find in your practice that is one of the major issues, that these couples really don't talk about how you're going to raise a child, what environment?
You know, now that I am more so, you know, speaking and writing, yes, absolutely. So people, you know, from hearing me with you and, you know, and then, you know, after I speak, yes, what we're seeing is millennials, for sure, those couples. They're the ones that are really messed up in this way. I don't know if messed up is not a very psychological term, but yes, 100% they're at odds. You know, I saw this couple, and this is just an example of just how at odds and just how confused millennials are. You know, not all millennials, but a lot of millennials, even Christian millennials, right? So confused. But they were about to get married, and you know, the man had a ring that he was going to wear. Of course, what you do, you have rings, and you know. And the lady would not wear a ring. The wife to be would not wear a ring. And I'm like, why would? Well, it's a sign of slavery, and he does not own me, so I will never wear a ring. And if I do wear one, it's because I want to wear one because I own myself. He does not own me. So here's this is what we're dealing with. Things like that. I'm like, please don't have kids. Please don't Arizona because the husband was very traditional and nice and kind, and I'm like, run, dude, run.
You just fed right into the, I should say, the next story, if you would, where somebody sent me a link earlier that a study that's been done over the last 10 years show that couples who don't have children are much happier than parents who have children. And your brain probably runs crazy with thinking about all that. But when you get into the story and you actually read through it, they talk about how children are a pull on you, they drain you, they kind of take away your individuality, and all those wonderful things you hear people talk about don't outweigh all the stuff that affects you as a person. And I'm thinking, how much more selfish can you get?
When you are self-absorbed and entitled and grow up with I want, and I can get it, and all these things that you can get, you order it, and 2 hours later it's here, that totally makes sense. The thing is there the depth of who they are is as shallow as a, kiddie pool outside. And that's the problem. It is just depth. In their little world, in their little blow-up pool, there is no depth. And they're just happy to play with their little balls and their little feet kicking in the water, and they'll never experience the depth of what we, with children, will get to. The good and the bad and all of that. So it's so bizarre how it's just sad how much we're dumbing down as a society.
Well, how selfish we've become.
Yeah, self-absorbed. I mean, truly, it's all about me, and I will not wear a ring because it's slavery. And I'm like, wow.
We gotta go for commercial, but I was always taught from what I've read that the ring was a sign of never-ending love, anyhow, and commitment. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
morning news update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs, as well as another $175 million toward military weapons support for the Ukrainians. After a Supreme Court victory and being reinstated to his football coaching position, Joe Kennedy has submitted a letter of resignation to the Bremerton School District in Washington State. An attorney said in a letter, "We have come to learn of serious allegations of retaliation against Coach Kennedy by the school district." Kennedy had previously been fired for praying on the field. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can get involved in the chat room where they're... I don't know, Dr. B. You're getting all the accolades in there. It's like I don't even exist anymore.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. It's Frank. I missed Frank last week. Yay, Frank. I'm glad you're here. I mean, Larry. I love you, Larry. Carla, of course, and Vaughn. But Frank, I noticed he was not there, so I'm so glad. Yay.
I will.
You guys,
I'll leave and come back later. You can have old home week here again. And
we're good. Hey, and what Joe is talking about, you go to joemessina.com, and there's like a chat room down there on his webpage, like towards the, please get on there. That's the best way to ask me questions and things. Okay. Yeah, most of the questions are good. But
No, they're smart. I always say that, you know, if you want to talk to people smarter than I am, which is not a big take, but, you know, head over to the chat room. They're very smart people in there. So
it is so fun.
Yeah. I think
I'm not quite sure what Larry's trying to ask right now. So I'm just
Is it English? Larry gets all excited and then types too fast.
That he messed up and made that rated R, and he messed up. I don't know, Larry. You gotta
Yeah, Larry. You better put it in one long question. It would be easier.
Oh, that would be okay. Yes, everybody's very excited about Kamala Harris. They asked me to diagnose Kamala Harris in the chat room.
You don't need to do that. She's sick and disconnected from reality. There you go. See.
I just said delusional disorder. I was a little kinder. It is delusional, right? She just thinks that people love her and I'm going to be the first, you know, African American. I'm like, you're not, you're Indian and Jamaican. Yes. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. But between, you know, all of these, I don't know what these old people that can't even speak anymore in Congress and in the White House, mm-hmm. they just stare now. And I'm just like diagnosing. And honestly, Joe, it's the sad thing is we've talked about this when Joe first got in, when Biden got in. But now seeing, you know, these congressmen and women, Feinstein and
oh, yeah.
Dudeface that keeps having little focal seizures and stops talking. But it is, to me, elder abuse that they're even pushing these people in front of a microphone. They're not even controlled their own faculties at this point. So it just blows my mind that I feel like I'm the only one yelling at the, you know, radio, like, what is going on?
Well, but, you know, you and I both know. Listen, my old pastor, 77, was actually running around moving faster than I was, sharp as a whip, you know. And would trust him with just about anything. But, you know, some of these guys, even at 65, they stop moving around. And you look at McConnell, I said, he looks petrified when he freezes up. He's looking around like, what are you people doing in my room? He doesn't even know where he is, right?
He doesn't. And I think he's having focal seizures by looking at him. And that's when you... basically, it doesn't look like you're having a seizure, but it's called a focal seizure because it's kind of in your head and behind your eyes, and
really?
You're just gone. Yes, yes, and that's what it looks like every time because you just stop. And it takes your brain a good couple hours to kind of reboot after that. And it's like, get this man, you know, some help. Don't put him in front of a camera. You know, you got Joe Biden, right? He just walks out of things here and
there.
That
was great.
You know, when he's
the
done,
news media
he just
immediately jumped on saying, well, he just didn't want to take the limelight away from the Vietnam veteran. Joey's basking in no limelight. Let me tell you what. You know?
No. He is eating limes and his tequila, and that's about it with his prune juice. But that is it. The guy is so, they're just, it's incredible. People, you know, ask me all the time, you know, friends, like, why do I feel like I'm walking around, you know, with my eyes open and seeing things? You have that little when you do the ads on your show, people walking around like, you know, zombies, like Democrats. It literally is. It's so true now. That is so 100% true. They just kind of walk around and walk into Walmart and steal stuff. I just watched another video in California, actually 7 videos. They just walk in and grab a TV and walk out.
Oh, yeah.
They're
entitled.
Mental delusion.
They're entitled. I mean, again, they've just passed a law in California. They're making it illegal for you to stop somebody from stealing.
Right. it blows my mind. I watched one just the other day, and this lady just got her things in her basket and walked in and out of the huge TV and started walking out. Just a lady, well-dressed lady, but she was on her way out, and this big Walmart clerk guy just walked in and grabbed the TV out of her hands, and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, what do you mean, what are you doing? You can't leave with that. And he just grabbed it because he's, you know, probably 350 pounds, and she's, you know, like 95, and I'm just like, what has happened? And it was just a Walmart in L.A.
Nobody cares. It's not a big deal.
Blows my mind.
But let me tell you what.
Blows my mind.
If the police arrest these people, they don't go to jail. The DA will not press charges against them. So you're kind of, why should the police, and I agree with them to a point, why should they waste their time? You know?
Yes. No, I agree. It's mind-blowing to me, being a Christian and a psychologist. So I understand the mental disorder part of it, and also the spiritual side. But that is flat-out sociopathological behavior. If you just do things and act like this with no remorse, those are sociopaths. And it's unbelievable that we've legalized that now. We've legalized sociopathology. And I don't understand why people are not awake to this and why they think this is okay. Would you want people just coming in your house and taking whatever? No. You know, ask these judges, ask these politicians, ask Gavin Newsom, right? Nancy Pelosi. Would you like people to just come in and take the TV off the 60-inch off of your, you know, wall? No, I would have them arrested. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy out there, Joe. It's
all right.
Crazy.
So you have questions for parents, or do you have from some of your listeners, and or not?
Yeah, so last week I talked about neuropolitics, and people just were intrigued by that. And I don't know if people remember what neuropolitics is, but it truly is the, the technical definition is that neuropolitics is a science that investigates the interplay between the brain and politics.
Really?
So it's been a thing for years. It's been research study.
I need to catch up or something. So
you do, and we're talking, you know, the National Institute of Health. We're talking the Journal of Neurology and Neurosurgery, Harvard. So many, and other countries are now into it. But it is really interesting because it talks about how they can tell without asking the person by studying the brain and their behaviors and doing scans whether they are a conservative or a liberal. And they are right 96% of the time because there is a difference in gray matter and white matter, and then also how the neural pathways work, and then also by just asking them questions about how they approach life. And you can 96% to that. To the 96th percentile, you can tell who's a liberal and who's a conservative.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm going to try to find, because I would love it. I think that'd be fun to do a little quiz, you know, with you. I'm going to try to find one of
with
some
me?
Of the research questions.
You actually think you need a quiz to figure out whether I'm conservative or not?
No, I know what you are, but I would just love to give you it, and your listeners. I'd love to give our listeners it, and hopefully nobody is shocked at 4% where it doesn't work on, comes out, so it's the opposite. But it's really interesting, and it starts young. I mean, truly, in the elementary years, you can look at a brain, and this is where it fascinates me personally, being in this field, is that it's environment and it's, you know, and then it's genetics, and it's how you're going to turn out is 60% genetics. But parents need to really understand that that's going to be your tendencies, but you have a 40% chunk of your children's brain and genetics that you can have, you know, you can pour into, that you have control of in the way of training them up, just like God says. So it all fascinates.
All right,
you know,
go for a quick break. Be back in a minute.
No,
I'll
tell you more.
Forget that, because I want to come back to that. Neopolitics, yeah. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm telling you, head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Get involved in the live chat room that's going on. Smarter people than myself are in there easily. Larry says that he believes that the Earth is a penal code for, or a penal colony for other planets. I'm starting to agree with him. What do you think, Dr. B?
I just don't. No penal colonies here. There's enough trans things I deal with every day. I don't need to deal with those.
God bless.
Sure,
no, you really, you know the joke. The reason aliens don't visit us is because they watch our TV and they're like, yeah, no, they're not even close to being up high enough on the IQ chain to come by and say hello.
I know. Yes, I can only imagine half these shows, especially, you know, all of our reality shows. That, yeah.
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't be laughing at these people, but you sit there and say, okay, even the simplest of stuff, you guys can't figure out it's bad for the kids. Yeah, it just amazing.
Right.
Anyway.
It's, yeah. Right? I don't have anything. It is so mind-boggling to me at this point. You know, when we've got that dude that says he's trans, you know, and voted into the sorority, and then, of course, the girls are like, oh, wait, he's watching us take showers and, you know, pleasing himself, and on and on. Well, surprise, surprise, and then, you know, the judge votes that, well, you voted him in, so I'm voting he can stay. I just can't anymore with these. What are you thinking?
Yeah. But there's so, listen, why don't you deal,
it.
I know you got a whole bunch of questions from parents, other people, but I mean, deal with the fact that the mindset of even some sane people, I'll put it that way, the mindset is that, well, you know, not so much they don't want to judge other people, but they don't want people to feel bad about themselves. I mean, this is the mindset of some people. You go, oh, at the expense of your children? Really?
It's the kids. And, you know, honestly, now the people who say they don't want to have kids because they're happy, great. Honestly, at this point, I support you. I so support you. But to not let children drive a car or run with scissors, yet here are some scissors to cut off whatever body part you want, makes no sense to me. You know what I mean? I don't get it. They can't take aspirin or Tylenol because it'll ruin their liver, right, at that young age. But gosh darn, if you want extra hormones to become the opposite sex or to stop think about it, people. Think about it. It is not about inclusivity. That's not a thing. It is not about cultural appropriation or whatever these big, weird, strange words that are made up. It is male and female. It is about God and the psychological damage that we are completely ignoring, you know, by all of these things that kids are having to deal with. And then masks again. I thought we proved that they didn't work, and then all of a sudden we're there. And we know why. Election, you know, year's coming up, and,
yeah,
you know, they've got to pretend like people care, and they don't. And I love that Texas banned any kind of COVID restrictions from all schools, completely banned. I love that.
Yep.
So, you know, you keep mentioning the kids, and that's the thing I don't understand. But look, right, they're willing to kill babies. They murder more than a million, you know, a year here in the United States. So, there you go. We have made a statement that the left does not care about life in any sense of the word.
Now, I went through the list the other night, and I said, you know, think about everything the left has taken a swipe at, right? They've taken a swipe at traditional marriage. They've taken a swipe at man and woman. They've taken a swipe at boy and girl. They've taken a swipe at the parents being, you know, the ultimate authority in the house. Now the parents are only caregivers, all right? That's what they want to start calling parents now. And every move that they make is to take more and more and more power away from the parents. And the other side of all this is California just passed another law that the governor has to sign and will sign, which basically will allow a 12-year-old to do any kind of medical procedure they want to themselves. The state will pay for it, and the parents won't know about it.
Right, right. Just like, you know, abortions years ago, that a 12-year-old can have an abortion. And I have counseled these kids, you know, these 13, 14, 15-year-olds. One was on her fifth abortion at 15. Her first was at 12 and never told her parents. And I could, you know, she was not in a good way. At 15, very traditional family, and I'm like, girlfriend, you know, we got some other issues here. So I see the impact, and it is not good because she, upon her, you know, are the deaths of these five children. And it's a thing. It is a real thing. And if you are not being affected by these things, then that is when that shows you, that should scare you, honestly. If you're an individual that is on board with these hormones for these children and them not having to tell their parents and get consulted at 12 on these huge decisions. That is being a sociopath. That is exactly what it is, that you have deadened your conviction and your right and wrong and your moral code. And that should scare people.
What keeps them from speaking up, other than fear, you know, flat out fear? You know, I'm just the opposite right now. I have been doing this for so long, and you know my passion. You know me personally. I am emotionally affected when I read some of these stories and I think about what's going on with the kids, even to the point of getting upset with some of my colleagues and saying, do you understand our first job is to take care of these children, to protect these children? We're not protecting them with what we're doing.
Right. Right.
You know?
You should. So two things are going on here. The first one, you know, I talk about sociopathy, and you know, we call it a mental health condition, and this, I know I keep talking about it, but it really plays into this. And someone just said, what is the definition of being a sociopath? Well, thank you. I appreciate that question. You know, I mean, I don't want to assume that everybody knows what it is, because because she said we think mass shooter. Okay. So that's more psychopathological. That is when, something has gone very wrong in the brain. Either you're born that way and then you've been subjected to an environment that is a proponent of, you know, violence or, lowering, you know, your self-confidence, self-esteem, and just getting, you know, abused, you know, mentally, usually, and emotionally. That's what a psychopath is. A sociopath, you can have tendencies. These are people that don't get super emotional. But that doesn't mean you're bad. Just because you have sociopathic tendencies doesn't mean there's a bad thing. You can be taught, and you can teach children. It's like antisocial personality disorder. It goes with a lot of the spectrum kids. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail, and this is not what I mean. Antisocial personality disorder, which goes with being a sociopath or having sociopathological tendencies, means you're anti-society. You don't get it. You don't understand how society works, how people work, how to read people. And so if you keep feeding that in a way that is unhealthy and angrily, you will begin to show zero regard for right and wrong. You ignore the rights and feelings of others. And who does that sound like? Liberals, right? No regard for right and wrong, ignoring the rights and feelings of others. So my second point is, you bring this back to neuropolitics that I was mentioning, and the difference in brain structure, Joe, that they have found, that greater liberalism is associated with increased gray matter in a part of the brain called the anterior cingulate cortex. They literally, 96% of liberals have this. And then conservatives are associated with increased volume of the right amygdala. I mean, there's brain difference. That's fascinating to me. I don't know if that fascinates.
No, it does to me too. I mean, there's a physical difference in the brain. They won't believe you. You know that already, but whatever.
And it has to do with self-regulatory monitoring that and recognizing emotions, and you can guess who has what. So, you know, you've got the right side, the amygdala, that is more associated with fear and sadness and empathy, and that's what conservatives have more of.
Really?
And you really think about that. Yes, we have a fear and a sadness and empathy for others and for what's going on in the world, not that we're afraid. And then I'm trying to find what these two.
All right. We're going to run out of time. So let's kick off the next hour with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
because for me, it's a really interesting. I don't really care about the listeners. I want to learn more about this. So, anyway. All right. Gotcha. Be back in a bit. People, don't go far. Heat up your drink. Cool down your drink, whatever it is you're drinking. As long as you can make sure you can pay attention. We'll be back in a few minutes. Dr. B will still join us in the next hour. You'll see you in the Joe Messina Show.